Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. It's a not guilty plea today from one of the two suspects who prosecutors say tried to kill an off-duty cop in the Bronx over Memorial Day weekend.
This was a brutal attack. Two men seen on video kicking, punching, and stomping rookie officer Chaudhry Nafiz. Bronx DA Darcell Clark says here's how bad it was.
Head trauma, fractures to his face, right cheekbone, and bearing a sneaker print on his face.
The top charge against Wayne Lucas and Tavion Hargrove is attempted murder of a cop. Lucas pleaded not guilty. Officer Nafiz is on the long road to recovery. PBA President Pat Hendry.
He's having trouble seeing, bruising to the face, but his goal is to get back to become a New York City police officer full-time.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Bronx Criminal Court.
The other suspect is still in Virginia. Both were arrested there. That one suspect still down south is fighting extradition back to New York. A second teen has been arrested for a deadly stray bullet shooting in the Bronx earlier this year. 13 years old. Charged with murder, manslaughter, and weapons possession, the same charges that another 13-year-old is facing for that crime. The boys are accused of opening fire outside a convenience store back in April, hitting two bystanders. One of the victims later died. Police said at the time that four teens had fled the scene after the shooting. Jury deliberations now underway in the Harvey Weinstein sex assault retrial here in the city. We've had more than 5 weeks of testimony, including from a woman who wasn't involved in Weinstein's first trial. He's facing two counts of criminal sex act, one count of rape. Weinstein was previously convicted on those charges before the case was overturned in 2020. His attorneys have argued that the women consented to Weinstein's advancement because they wanted help with their Hollywood aspirations. Well, there always seems to be kittens around looking for a home, but did you know there's like really a kitten season? It's a real thing. Most cats tend to give birth during the warmer months, so we get a surge of kittens at this time of year, and it's every year. And while it sounds super cute, it does produce a problem for animal shelters. They're overwhelmed with kittens, including those that may need special attention since they're so young. Animal welfare advocates are saying it's a good time for people to learn about fostering a cat. If you're interested, think it'll be a hit for your wallet, maybe? Advocates say that shelters actually cover the cost of food, supplies, and medical bills. And maybe you can help out, or maybe even make room in your home for a kitty. A young cancer patient on Long Island is finding support from all over the country after he requested videos from some of his favorite sports team mascots.
9-year-old Logan Coyle reached out to people on social media, and they have responded, including Mr. and Mrs. Matt.
My name's Logan, and I was wondering if you knew any mascot. It could be from anything. High school.
College.
A sports team.
His parents say their son, who is battling cancer and is in the hospital, has received received hundreds of mascot videos.
I could have never predicted the response.
Mr. and Mrs. Met are two of Logan's favorite mascots and sent Logan like a 3-minute video special for him.
Two teams Logan would like to hear from, the New Jersey Devils and the Savannah Bananas. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A woman who worked for Sean Combs and was a friend of his ex, Cassie Ventura, wrapping up her testimony at Diddy's sex trafficking trial.
The defense claimed that Sean Diddy Combs thought Brianna Bongolin was a bad influence on his girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, that both women got deeper into drugs. Within that framework, the lawyers try to cast doubt on Bongolin's claim that Diddy dangled her over a 17-story balcony and threw her against the patio furniture, causing trauma and injuries. Bongolin has filed a civil suit against Combs in relation to that claim. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
During the lunch break, Diddy's lawyers got a talking to from the judge about Combs apparently nodding vigorously to the jury during that cross-examination. The judge said if it happens again, Combs could be kicked out of the courtroom. Later today, another alleged victim is expected on the stand. She's expected to tell the jury that she was sex trafficked by Combs as recently as last year and that he pressured her to say it was all sexual encounters consensual. When authorities started investigating, Combs has denied all the allegations in the case. A deadly accident this morning in Brooklyn. A man was killed after a backyard shed he was in and was working on collapsed. Happened just before 9 a.m. Quinton Road in Marine Park. Cops say the roof of the shed collapsed on the 43-year-old. He was rushed to the hospital, initially said to be critical, but now we're told he has died from his injuries. Dozens of people are facing charges on Long Island in a far-reaching vehicle fraud scheme. Prosecutors say over the past 3 years, two half-brothers led the scheme to buy more than 130 cars with forged documents, removing the liens from the vehicle titles, and then they resold them to online dealerships like CarMax or on Facebook Marketplace. The duo allegedly made more than $5.5 million in their scheme. And all 33 people are facing charges, along with two Suffolk County businesses. Everyone's facing up to 25 years in prison.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.